is what is referred to as a compassionate leave. It is provided for under Section 34.20 of our criminal procedure law, under which the Attorney General, who is the Minister of Justice, who exercises an authority, a certain measure of discretion, to grant leave to a prisoner for what is referred to as compelling reasons. In this particular case, we, the lawyers for Mr. Rodney Say, submitted a request to the Office of the Minister of Justice outlining some specific reasons why we could benefit from such a discretion, and it has been granted. We did indicate that there had been persistent illness of Rodney Say, and also that we have been engaged in a particular dialogue and substantial progress has been made, and therefore it will be a good thing to allow Rodney out while we continue this process.
Were there any conditions? For example, will Rodney be returned to prison or held at home confinement?
Well, the only condition provided in the letter sent to us was that Rodney could not travel unless he obtained permission from the Assistant Minister for Rehabilitation, under whose office the prison is being properly supervised and managed.
Rodney's imprisonment came out of a court decision involving a libel case that was brought by former Agriculture Minister Chris Toe. Did Chris Toe's lawyers have any role, or were they informed of this decision to grant the 30-day temporary release?
Well, I cannot speak to that. All I can speak to is the fact that we submitted a request consistent with the provision of law, and that request was granted. As to the details of consultation, I cannot speak. What I do know is that we have continued discussion and dialogue with Dr. Christo and his lawyers, and we hope that we can bring that to finality based on the contents and the details of the discussion we are having.